Okay, next talk now. One of the strengths, as we have learned, it's the possibility for everybody to contribute to the project. So let's see how you can work with QGIS without being a real developer.
Okay, can you hear me? Thank you, first of all, thank you for letting me talk to you here with all of these big names knowing all about QGIS and developers. Probably much more people know more about QGIS than me. But I'll talk to you about a project or a user case we've done in our municipality in Kristianstad, making a good and intelligent application just using QGIS and PostGIS applications and no coding at all. It's about a user case about a green space management system. Just for you to know, I'm from Sweden, Kristianstad municipality in southern Sweden, location in Europe. And just your view from my office. Yeah, I skip some slides. Our department of geographic information, we are 16 persons and 8 persons out in the field measuring and 8 persons map making and system management. And we've been using QGIS as a GIS tool since 3 years ago. And this is me. My title is a GIS developer, but I doesn't work much with development, more with GIS management and some web development. So, the user case is, we had an old green space system that was a bit old and grumpy. It was based on Access, Microsoft Access, an old version, and our old GIS system. And these were not supported anymore, so we were in some trouble. It was hard to keep them running and features not working. So what we could we do? What we've seen in the old one, all of these ones, we have the areas with the parks and points, lines, and polygons representing the objects in the area, playground equipment, fences, lawns. We had inspections of the playground equipment and trees, code lists, all linked together with codes. And what could we do with this one? As a GIS manager, you often have lack of time and money and perhaps brains too. So that's why I'm not very fond of doing development myself. I don't have time to support it and develop it. We looked at some commercial alternatives, but we were not satisfied. They were not good enough, not matching our GIS environment, open source, and we had a quite low budget for this work. Yes, and then we thought we could do it ourselves. Can we develop such a complex system? Or can we let someone else do it? And what do we get in that case? But the main thing, can we maintain it over time? You can build up something very fancy in some weeks or some months, but then for years and years to support it. But we knew we are going to have good knowledge about QGIS, that's our system for working with data, and we're going to support also PostGIS. And we have some good applications. And all of these have really powerful functionality that we can use. So the solution is to do an application, not as a, it's just a project with standard functionality. So we don't have to do any coding. and use standard functions. It's not a very big or complicated data structure and no complicated functions. So the most should probably already exist as standard functions. And the idea is to use this as much as possible to minimize the dependency of persons with programming skills or consultants or vendors. And it will also strengthen our budget and our GIS platform and knowledge about it. So we'll use this standard functionality. And I made a proof of concept in some days and testing and verifying that it would work. And I can say it's not yet ready, and it's just under construction. But I'll show you some of the functions that we will use. The database is a Postgres database with the Postgres extension. Just some tables, not many. I have about 10 of them. We imported from the old system with FME from Saved Software, not open source, but very good to use if you have it. And just a pgAdmin tool to do some more. And here is an example of a table definition. And what you can see in the DOM, you have some default values automatically fill in the current user connecting to the database and the current time. So it automatically updates these fields and attributes. And I made some trigger function to update when the field is modified. So the database automatically do this, and the user don't have to fill it in. As we were talking about on the workshop last day, we had that problem. And some views to do some joins between these tables and filters. And one for showing just the latest inspection, what is the status of that inspection. Here's a whole view. The table names is in Swedish, but perhaps you can understand something anyway. We have some joins, regular left join on the ID. But we also have a spatial relation join down the two lines below at the bottom, where you join a point with the area it's in. Here's a code to take the latest inspection. You just do a distinct selection on the ID and order by the date. Just a way to create a status field. What's the status of this playground equipment when it's the time? It's just some minutes too. When it's inspected, what status is it, okay, or is it not okay? Have you done something with it, or it's so it's automatically from the other fields calculated as a status. And of course, we have a QGIS project to work in for the users, and the styling then reflecting this status. So if, maybe it's hard to see, but the points with the blue rings are equipment that not yet is inspected. The green ones, they are okay, and the red ones, the Red Cross is not okay. So it's made through a rule-based style from this status field. And we're using edit widgets as well to ease the enter of data with the value map and value relations. And here is an example of a relation between the playground equipment and inspections. It's a one-to-many relation. One equipment can be inspected many times over the years. And we have done forms for this relation. So we have the example here. To the left, you have the form for the equipment, what is, and to the right, there is a related subform with the inspections. Very neat to use the forms and edit widgets. And the bottom line attribute to the left is a status field that is calculated from all these inspections. And then present it on the web. We have we are going to use our existing web map framework, open source, but to do some, we have to do, to show the maps, but we have to do some coding to show some reports or summarize costs. Just a little bit. Later on, we'll probably use the new QGIS web client. That's going to start to develop soon, I suppose. And we have to have a good field tool to do the inspections and take images. But that's not yet decided which technique. Conclusions. This is probably not the only way you can do it, many ways, but we try to accomplish this as much as possible with these smart functions and in PostGIS and QGIS, and avoid creating a special application depending on creators and programmers. I think it will work, and we have some lack for demands that we have not yet solved. The web and the field tools, or not. That's all. Thank you for listening. And if you have questions, you can take it.